It will be at least a couple of months before soccer and slowpitch games are played on Port Moody's new turf field at Inlet Park. Julie Pavey Tomlinson, the city's director of environment and parks, says the $6.2 million facility is expected to be fully completed and ready for games and practices in the early spring. While most of the artificial turf field has been put in place, infill still needs to be done. As well, crews are working on fencing around the field and the batting cage, a new natural play area, as well as paving the parking lot. They're also completing a new boardwalk feature along Shoreline Trail that runs behind the field. Pavey Tomlinson said designers and engineers will do a walkthrough inspection of the facility sometime in February to note any faults or deficiencies that need to be corrected. We anticipate the park, both the field and the play area, will be open to the public in the early spring, she said, adding that's when user groups will be able to begin scheduling activities. The year-round field features a FIFA regulation pitch that can be subdivided into smaller pitches and also configured for slowpitch and baseball with diamond markings in opposite corners. It has been years in the making with plans put forth by the city to replace the old gravel field at the park dating back as far as 2010. But consensus on the configuration of a new facility as well as funding always fell short. Port Moody currently has two artificial turf fields, one next to Heritage Woods Secondary School and Trasolini Field behind the recreation complex. Port Moody Soccer Club, PMSC, President Matthew Campbell said the additional turf field will give his organization greater capacity and flexibility to schedule programs and matches for its more than 1,700 players and coaches from U2 Tykes to adults as well as adaptive teams. It's a beautiful location, he said. Port Moody is paying $1.7 million of the total cost. The provincial government is kicking in $4.3 million and $206,415 is coming from the federal government. But the money is still not enough to build a new 320 square meters clubhouse to replace the old cinderblock structure that was demolished to make room for the new field and accompanying parking. As a result, the PMSC is having to store its gear like balls, flags and netting at various locations around the city, including Kyle Community Center and in dressing rooms at other civic facilities. Campbell said a new clubhouse wouldn't just serve the soccer club. It could also become a hub where other community groups can hold meetings or events. At a ceremony to launch construction last summer, Mayor Megan Lotte said the city is still considering funding options for the clubhouse, including the possibility of dipping into Port Moody's $6.7 million share of the province's Growing Communities Fund or soliciting contributions from developers as part of their commitment to provide community amenities.